It's no secret that I love kid podcasts. They have seriously changed my life as a mom. So when I found out that there are apps dedicated to kid podcasts, I knew I needed to find out more. And that is how I found Rachel Lacey, who is one of the co-founders of the kid podcast app, KidsPod. She is one of my favorite kid podcast experts, which is why I wanted to get some kid podcast recommendations from her. I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. Because Rachel helps run a kid podcast app, she knows about so many kid podcasts, which is why I wanted to get some kid podcast recommendations from her. But she decided to give recommendations a little bit differently than I expected, but I loved it even more. Before we hear about those kid podcast recommendations, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my comprehensive podcast checklist. Starting a podcast can feel super overwhelming, and Googling how to start a podcast usually adds to that overwhelm. That's why I created a comprehensive list of all the things you need to create a successful podcast. It includes the things you think about when starting a podcast, like a microphone and a podcast hosting platform, but it also includes things you hadn't thought of, like your show's Purple Cow or your podcast's release schedule. Use this list to know exactly what you need to create your successful podcast. Grab the list by clicking the link in the show notes. Just as a warning before you hear my wonderful conversation with Rachel, anything that could go wrong technology-wise did while Rachel and I were trying to record our conversation. That's why I sound a bit like I'm on the phone in the middle of nowhere. I promise, I was just sitting at my desk. It just sounds that way. So, while I know the audio quality isn't the best, the amazing kid podcast recommendations Rachel gives and the fabulous tips she gives about bringing kid podcasts into your family's lives are totally worth the less than great audio quality. Now here's my fabulous conversation with Rachel.
Rachel, thank you so much for being on the Friendly Podcast Guide today. I cannot wait to talk kid podcasts with you. But first, as a little introduction to my listeners, will you tell me the latest podcast episode that you listened to?
Yes. I could tell you I've probably listened to 15 episodes today. So I will tell you the latest was, I'm a big Armchair Expert fan. I love Armchair Expert. And so I just listened to their latest episode, which I think was Jason Bateman. Is that his name? I don't know. But I just love listening to them talk. So that's why I finished on right before I got on the call with you.
I absolutely love that. Truly, I love a good conversational podcast, especially as a mom that stays home with littles. Like, I just need to hear adult conversation, even if I can't be a part of it all the time. So I get that.
Yeah. Even if I don't care, I don't care about celebrities, really, but I just love to hear them talk. So, yeah.
Just to hear an interesting conversation is really nice. So I love that. Before we dive into your three favorite kid podcast recommendations, I want to hear a little bit about how you found kid podcasts. Like, what was your journey in finding kid podcasts?
Yeah, we originally started it. COVID was really where we took off as a family listening. We did homeschool for about a year and a half. And while we were all home, we were eating lunch together. And my husband had heard on NPR, because my husband and I are big audio podcast listeners, and he had heard an advertisement for Wow in the World. And so he was like, let's try it. And so we started listening to Wow in the World every day at lunch as a family. And my kids, I just had that aha moment where I saw us all as a family engaged, listening, learning, like truly entertained as we're also looking at each other and conversing. And we looked forward to it every day. And I think that's where it really hit, was this is magical and educational, and it's just checking all the boxes. So from there, we ventured into it hardcore. We dove deep into the podcasting world and tried to discover all of the shows. And now we listen very regularly as a family, individually, each of my kids. We have different, they have different listening habits. My daughter is obsessive and will listen, like she will choose to listen over anything else. My son, he's a little older, he's 12. And so he'll listen if I turn it on in the car or if I suggest a new show, he'll listen. And then my youngest son, he's autistic and he's not super verbal. And so I never really know how a podcast is coming across for him. But lately he has been requesting certain episodes and certain shows, which is really exciting to me. So I just think the conversation, the words in the background constantly at our house is good for him. And so totally different listening for all of my kids, but we find how it works for each of them and we try and incorporate it throughout the day, throughout the week.
Definitely. Yes, I love that. And that is my experience too with my kiddos. Truly, one thing that I learned from you is I use a kid podcast to wake my kids up in the morning, and it is the best thing that I've ever done because I'm not the one that's waking them up, so they can't get mad at me. And they like get to wake up a little bit slowly because they just get to lay in their beds while they listen to a kid podcast that they like. Oh, it's heaven. So thank you so much for that tip.
Oh, well, that was my daughter who recommended it because she's obsessed. And so in the morning, one morning, she's like, I want a podcast. So now I take her little iPad, I put it by the door, and I turn it on just high enough that she can barely hear it, but she has to get out of bed to go turn it up to follow the story. But it's fascinating because even the other day I turned it on and both my kids just like shot up because they just are so obsessed with stories.
I completely agree. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Kid podcasts. I just keep finding uses for them. They're just the bomb. I love them so much.
It's the ultimate parent hack. I mean, I will shout it from the rooftops.
Me too. Yeah. I feel like it's been so much fun introducing other moms and parents in general to kid podcasts and just seeing how helpful they are to other parents, right? It's not just me. I'm like, I'm not an anomaly, I promise. Like, it will help you too. So I love that. And I'm so glad to have another person that can talk kid podcasts with me.
Totally, totally. Yeah, that's true. I've said many times that my mission is to make podcasts for kids as popular as YouTube. Like, I want every kid to think of podcasting as quickly or as regularly as they think I want to watch something on Netflix. Like, I want it to be so ingrained into our culture.
I love it. Okay. So on that note, what is your first kid podcast recommendation for me and for my listeners?
This was a really, really hard assignment to narrow it down to three. I mean, it was painfully hard. I am knee deep in kid podcasts all the time with Kids Pod. And so I'm constantly looking for, I mean, I have like 600 plus in my head at all time, just so many good shows. So what I did is I actually asked my kids and they came up with what they love right now. It changes, but these are their favorites right now. So number one is called Nonsensical Show, and it's by Hero Complex, and it's a kids sketch comedy show. It's probably good for 5-6 plus maybe. It's totally appropriate. It just moves kind of fast, but they're short. They're 10, 15 minutes, and they are so funny. They're just so great. We love listening to them as a family in the car. It's one of our favorite. Just any time you're in the car, we will turn it on and we will all be laughing. It's just so fun. So that's Nonsensical Show.
I love that. I haven't heard of that one. I'm definitely adding that to the list because it's always fun when I can also enjoy the kid podcast, right?
Yes, yes. I think that's really key when you're turning a podcast on in the car. It can't drive you as a parent crazy. And there are some shows that my kids love that are just a little grating to my ears because of the voices or the sounds. And so they can love them on their time. But when we're in the car, I'm going to turn on a show that we all enjoy. And this is a good one.
Okay, so I love your first recommendation. What is your second recommendation for us?
So my second one is, I asked my 12-year-old son what's his favorite right now, and he said 6 minutes. And everyone's listened to this one, right? I mean, not everyone, but it's a really popular one. 6 minutes by Gen Z. It's probably one of the most popular shows, and for good reason. It is wildly with like entertaining. So it's a serial adventure mystery audio drama. And it's really good for kids 6 to 12-ish. Although I listened to it, I've listened to every episode of all three seasons with my kids and been just as interested as they have been. So we love this one on road trips because it's each episode's only 6 minutes, but there's like 100 episodes. And so it gets you through quite a bit of time and it just like pulls you in. You just have to listen to the next one, the next one, the next one. It's so, so good. It's so good. Highly recommend if you haven't already.
Truly, you say that most people have heard of 6 minutes and I've only vaguely heard of 6 minutes. So I'm very excited to jump into that one. Yeah, I love these interviews when I just get recommendations from other people because there's usually at least one podcast that I haven't heard of yet that I have to add to my list. So you've already given me two. So like this has been a success and we're not even done yet. So what is your third recommendation from your, I guess, your third child?
Okay, so the third one you probably have heard of and you've probably listened to, but it's for my youngest son who I'd mentioned is autistic. And this is the only podcast he's ever recommended, and it's Melon's House Party. My middle daughter, who's 8, listened to the entire 2 seasons a lot. And so he heard it a lot in the background. And then the last couple months, he's been requesting Puppy Dog Song. And I just think it's so cute. And so it's a really cute podcast by Wondery. It's for young, 3+ probably. And it's another serial audio drama. But the thing I love about it is there's lots of music. And I think that's why my son likes it, because there's a lot of really well done music and it's bright and it's cheery and it's exciting. And I love that it's giving him language and sounds. And I just think it's so good for him, even though he's not able to verbally tell me like what he's learning or why he likes it. He's drawn to it. And so we turn it on a lot. And I just think that's impactful. So that's the third one. That's what he would say. So that's our third one.
I absolutely love that. And I love that we're getting to the point where kid podcasts, there's just as much variety as a podcast for adults. Like I just love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say the other thing I say all the time is there's a podcast for everyone. Every kid, there is a podcast, whatever your interest, age, preference, there is a show for you, I promise. And that's why I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, we tried podcasts, my kids didn't like it. I'm like, well, they didn't like that one. Try a different one, because they will find one they like, I promise. So yes. Just keep trying.
Yeah, well, and even come back to a show. Give it 6 months and come back to it, because my daughter really likes, right now she really likes Miles the Brave from Mr. Jim, his podcasting network, I guess. I don't know if that's what he calls it, but and when Miles the Brave first came out a year ago-ish, she had zero interest. But in the past like couple of weeks even, she is obsessed. Like she doesn't want to watch a show. She just wants to go listen to Miles the Brave and like doodle in her notebook. So, you know, circle around, come back. If there's a podcast that you think is interesting, that's a kid podcast, and you're like, oh, I would totally listen to this in the car, and your kids won't, give it a minute, come back to it. They'll probably like it at that point.
Yeah, for sure. And I always think my kids are more receptive when I just kind of turn it on. I don't make them, I don't know, like they're not going to be as receptive if you're like, turn off the TV, come listen to a podcast. But I will often just turn one on in the car or while we're having snacks or while they're coloring, I'll just turn it on just to have a story playing and they just can't help but get sucked in. Like there are very few, I actually don't think there's ever been a time where my kids are like, this is stupid, turn it off. It's like they just can't help but get sucked into a story. So
totally.
Yeah. The context of when you do it matters, and just their interest level matters. There's so many things that like don't stop just because one time they didn't like it. There's just too many benefits.
Yeah. Well, and what I've noticed is when I do need when I need a break, like it's been a day and my patience is like gone, I will get I'll get an easy activity like coloring pages or a sensory bin out. And when I turn a kid podcast on with that other activity, both like it stretches the amount of time that they will do that. Like it will go from like a 10-minute coloring activity to like 30 minutes of them listening, but also coloring all like, and so I get more time out of it and they get more imaginative play. So it's great.
Yes. Yes. I am all for the multi-sensory play. And if you can feed their ears while their hands are moving, that's best case scenario. Yes. Seriously. They will play for much longer independently.
I know. And it feels like magic, quite honestly, but I'm sure that there's science behind it. I don't know the science, but I just know that it works.
Yeah, for sure. And then as a parent, you're like, win-win, because you get time for yourself to get stuff done. They're entertained, but they're also learning. Like, that's seriously what just blows my mind every time. Like, the studies that have come, like, the benefit of listening to a story for a child is so incredible. So if they're playing, turn on a story. It's so good for them. I just think it's just like win, 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 win.
Yes. All of the wins. I completely agree. Okay. So before we wrap up, where can people find you and your kid podcast app?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Listen, Learn, Life. But I'm most active on my for Kids Pod. It's called kidspod.app. That's our Instagram account. We also have a website, kidspod.app, where we're just trying to create a really kid-friendly space that kids can access podcasts on their own and they can discover and just be really excited about finding their own content. As a mom, I was really tired of trying to find all the content for them. And so we created this app that they can find it themselves. And we curate a lot of playlists to make it as easy as possible for parents and their kids to just jump right in.
Definitely. And I love your playlist. It makes it so much more fun. Like right now, as we're recording this, it's Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And so it's been so fun to just like pull up your Valentine's Day playlist and say, oh, what Valentine's Day-ish podcast do you want to listen to? Because they're all excited about Valentine's Day. They want everything Valentine's Day right now. I'm like, great. Let's turn on a kid podcast that has to do with Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me too. I love a theme. I mean, we're all for a theme. So if I can play a love podcasts while we're doing our Valentine's boxes, I'm like, this is great.
This is a win. Yeah, yes. Rachel, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. This has been delightful. I love talking kid podcasts. I am just so glad that you do what you do, because kid podcasts are the bomb and as many people need to know about them as humanly possible.
Oh, amen. I could not agree more. It is so fun. It was so fun to talk to you. I could talk kid podcasts forever. So thank you for having chat for a little bit. It was delightful.
I'm so glad. It was really fun for me too.
Isn't Rachel just the best? We were just barely scratching the surface of all of the amazing kid podcasts that are out there. So I'm already planning on having Rachel back sometime to give us even more awesome kid podcast recommendations. Also, if you're wanting to start a podcast, but you don't know where to start, grab my comprehensive podcast checklist in the show notes. Talk to you soon.